Wednesday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Welcome to the podcast, guys. Welcome to the pod Wednesday.
I was thinking about something. You mentioned on the show today, Nath. Mm. You're not going to hear this on the podcast, but I know there are a few people, and they're the huge Jimmy and Nath fans that listen to the radio show and the podcast.
They're out there, are they?
Those yeah, there's a couple. My mum and your mum. Your mum, producer Grace?
Yeah, no. My mum.
Okay, yeah.
No, my mum doesn't listen to the podcast. She just listens live.
Just live.
She doesn't know how to do podcasts.
Oh, see, my parents listen to the podcast.
Mate, my mum's been struggling checking in to businesses. There's no way she'll be able to do a podcast.
Yes. She needs to stop checking in as Donald Duck mate. She needs to put a real name down.
We're calling her COVID Kath at the moment.
She's also struggling with masks.
Yeah.
So on the show today, you mentioned something coming up that we didn't have a chance to do yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So there's stuff on the show that just never makes it because of timing and stuff. There's also something I've been trying to do on the show that we still haven't had time for. Should we, at the end of the week, just do a podcast of those things?
Yeah, plenty of things that didn't make it.
Did I not suggest this like 4 days ago?
Yeah, Grace did suggest it.
So you're just bringing it to the podcast as your idea?
Well, no. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
But I didn't fight you when you said, did I bring this 4 days ago? And I said, yes.
Yes.
So I didn't.
No, we're not fighting. We're having an adult discussion.
That's the kissing bell.
That's the kiss and make up, guys. Yeah. Come on.
What? Oh, man. No wonder they kicked me out of boxing camp. I thought that meant something else.
Stop kissing the glass.
What are you doing, Jim? Yeah. Hit me.
Get away from
kiss me.
Me
first.
Not why the mouth guards.
No, yeah, but the only. Yeah, so.
I like that idea. Yeah. Yes.
But I don't. Would anyone. If it's not good enough for the show, would anyone actually listen to that podcast?
I think so.
Well, apparently there's super fans out there that listen to both.
But there's only so much my mum and Grace's mum can listen. Oh,
my
your dad listens
would,
as well.
Yeah, and my dad. Yeah.
There's three.
Would he listen to stuff that's essentially the crumbs of the show, not
absolutely.
The meat?
Absolutely.
He'd love that.
Yeah, he'd love that.
Would he love that because just your voice is on it, or would he love it for the content? Okay, put it this way. Would he listen if you weren't on it?
Probably not.
Well, it is my idea.
Mm.
Jimmy.
Grace probably won't.
Have another kiss, guys.
Come here.
Jim, producer Grace, yesterday I was perusing the internets and came across a video on news.com. I watched something make a noise in this video, and something that I've never heard before. I've never heard this noise before. Didn't know this thing even made this noise. What I'm going to do now, oh, come on, guys. It's Wednesday. We've got three shows left. Try and keep it out of the gutter, just quietly.
There's no gutter here.
No gutter here, mate.
There
is. All roads.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this noise for you now. I'm going to see if you guys have heard it before, and if you have, if you can tell me what it is, all right? This is the noise that I heard yesterday whilst watching this video.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Okay.
It's an animal.
It's an animal.
It's an animal. It's an animal, yeah.
I'm going to say it's...
I have a vague idea.
Do you want to hear it again?
Are you thinking the same thing I am?
Down, I don't know.
Down south?
What?
Tasmania? I'm thinking Tassie Devil.
I'm thinking koala.
Tassie Devil from Jim, koala from Grace.
Yeah.
Grace, you've nailed it. It's a koala. That is a koala, a male koala in the Campbelltown Koala Rescue Clinic in Adelaide, letting loose a mating call.
Yeah.
That is the koala mating call.
Sounds angry.
Yeah. Apparently the loud gurgling noise made by male koalas is to let the female koalas know, mating season. And so afterwards, what they do is they climb to the tallest point of a tree and just await a female koala.
That's living, isn't it?
I'll be honest. I thought, Jim, you were going to get that as a country boy.
Well, I mean...
I didn't know the city slicker was going to get it.
Yeah.
I'm not a city slicker.
No, Grace
grew up
been around
on
animals.
Central Coast.
Essentially.
Central Coast.
Yeah, there's koalas around there.
How rural.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, most of the wildlife I saw, unfortunately, was on the side of a road. Not just been out much in the country.
That's true.
But yeah, no, koalas, mate, they're doing their own thing in a tree. I'm not worried about them.
I just find it strange that such a cute animal makes a noise like that.
Oh, they're not cute.
You don't think?
They've got claws. They're all angry.
You've ever been
from a distance? They're cute. I guess.
Yeah, if you're looking at them in a zoo or something, they look. Mm. But if you're up close, they've got chlamydia. They've got claws. They're angry.
Yeah, that's true. I appreciate
teeth.
Oh, they spit too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually a bit feral, aren't they? All right, from a distance, they're so cute. I love them.
Australian, you know? Yeah. Even I said the Tassie Devil. Like from far away, they're sort of cute. Up close, they do that. They get sort of aggressive.
They
too.
Like scream.
Yeah, it's like a sort of. Yeah.
Oh, Tassie Devil.
Yes. One in the studio.
Oh, there we go. Here's what I wanted to do. I've come up with a little bit of a game. It's called Who's That, Mate? That is the name of the game. How it's going to work is up next, I'm going to play the mating noise of an animal. You guys just have to guess what that animal is.
I'd just like to go back. I don't know, maybe, what do you reckon, Grace? 2 minutes, 3 minutes to where you said keep it out of the gutter?
Yeah,
I you've got a game of mating noises.
Yeah.
Look, this is like National Geographic. This is like all science.
Yeah,
this is like, what's his name? David Attenborough.
I'm pretty much the David Attenborough of the show. So up next, the game is called Who's That, Mate? I'll play the mating call of an animal. You guys just need to tell me, what's that animal?
I reckon I'll be weirdly good at this.
Yeah, I think I'm backing Grace in for this one.
And Jim, producer Grace, both in the studio. We just heard the mating call of a koala, which completely shocked me. Grace, you nailed it. This is it again.
Ooh. Oh,
yes. Didn't know they made such a noise.
Sounds like a tiger or something, or a hippo.
It does. It does. So what I thought was, I thought I'd come up with a game. And the game is called Who's That, Mate? How this works is I'm going to play the mating call of an animal. You guys need to buzz in with the correct answer, but you'll get three options. So you can buzz in whenever you want, if you think you know it, but otherwise you can wait for all three answers. First person to buzz in gets the crack. You get it wrong, we go back to the other person.
Are they animals from all around the world, or are they just Australian?
They are animals from all around the world.
Okay,
all right. Animals from all around the world. All right, here is the...
I haven't spent a lot of time with mating animals. Just, I want to put that out there.
Nor have I. I actually, these were all on one video yesterday. There was like 10 of them. Typed in mating animal calls.
Yeah, busy day yesterday, did you?
Big day. Watched the whole documentary afterwards. It's a great day. All right, here is the first animal. Who's that, mate? Now, is that...
It doesn't even sound like an animal. It sounds like someone on a toilet.
Sounds like, you know, honestly, it sounds like a toilet flushing, doesn't it? Now, was that a camel, a brown bear, or a lion?
Grace.
Grace in.
I reckon that's a camel.
Grace locking in camel. Spot on.
Yep.
Camel. 1-0. Grace.
I can hear that.
Yeah, camel.
Now here. Yeah, now you know.
What part of the body is that coming from?
Its mouth?
From its mouth, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
So is it blowing, is it head in water?
It kind of looks like it's like collecting, I know this is gross, collecting saliva in the bottom of its jaw. Ooh. And then, because they, I think they spit too as well.
They do spit.
So, camel attack my mum once.
My parents always used to threaten
to
get me a camel and spit on me.
Can you not talk over my story, which you know is better than that? Your parents
you're so
threw
right.
the cameras
so
at. No,
I was waiting for Jimmy to launch into his story.
Yeah,
and then,
you know sorry, I have go, that story. Go. And you went, my parents threatened me with a camel to spit on me. No,
it's almost... Mm. Sorry,
Jimmy. Not about you, mate. Sorry.
We might come back and hear your story, because it's a good story.
No, it is a good story.
Distracted by, and then it spat on me.
Because I went, my mother got attacked by, and then she went, my parents threatened to get a camel to
spit on me.
You know
what? Minus point, it's nil all.
No, it's
that behaviour. No, it is. It's attitude. And you're affecting Jimmy's game. He's trying to concentrate on who's that mate. All right, here's the second one. What animal is this?
Some sort of bird, I reckon.
Is that a chimp, a lemur, or a meerkat?
Oh, Grace.
Grace in first again.
Definitely not a meerkat.
Not a meerkat.
Watched enough Meerkat Manor to know that.
What happens on Meerkat Manor?
You haven't watched Meerkat Manor?
No, but I don't know.
Do that
mated.
This afternoon.
No, mate, he's pretty busy. I don't know if you heard he had the mating videos yesterday. I'm sure you got something today.
I'll find something.
Yeah. It sounds like a gibbon, which is a type of chimp.
So you're locking in chimp?
I'll lock in chimp. No?
No, too late. You locked it in.
Damn.
You did say locking it in.
Yeah.
You did say it. Now,
what are my options, Nate?
Lemur or meerkat?
I'm going to go lemur then.
And you'd be spot on.
Yeah.
He's spot on because Grace knocked out two.
Yeah, two for me. So.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
All right, here is the third one. All right, so Jimmy's up one because I've taken my point off Grace.
No, you've actually taken my point away, have you?
Yeah, the attitude. And you knew that story was coming, because I started talking and then you just went over the top of
it's
me.
It's more just, you know, you know, I'll give it back to you to make it interesting, but begrudgingly, I'm giving you back that point.
No, you can have the point.
Okay, all right, here is the decider. What is this animal in the Who's That, Mate game? Who's that animal? Is it a kookaburra, an ostrich, or a penguin?
Jimmy.
Grace.
Jimmy in first. You can hear the noise again if you would like.
Give me the noise and give me the options again.
Okay. That is your noise. Kookaburra, ostrich, penguin. Who's that, mate?
I'm going to go ostrich.
Jimmy locking in ostrich.
Grace.
I know, the only one
no,
here.
No, I know, but just letting you know.
Are you sure you're looking in Austria?
No, I'm not actually. No, I'm not.
No, I just wanted to make sure.
I'm going to go, what was the other? Penguin and...
Penguin, kookaburra.
I'm going to go kookaburra. I mean penguin.
No, can you...
I've done nothing.
I haven't locked anything in yet.
You
see, the terminology I've been using is I'm going with.
You're going with, yeah.
Yeah, whereas she said I'm locking in. Mm. I've just said I'm going with. Okay, so I am locking in penguin.
Okay, so you're locking in penguin. Grace, yeah. What would you have locked in?
I was going to say penguin from the start, just for the record.
The old copycat.
And penguin's your favourite animal, Jimmy. You don't even know.
Well, he does because he's got it, mate.
Am I some sycophant that Googles mating animal noises? It's a bad reflection on you.
Yeah, what kind of weirdo would Google mating noises?
Yeah, the weirdo that's like, my parents would get a camel to spit on me if I was in trouble.
Or the one hosting this game, Pat.
Yeah, Nath, we're doing summer breakfast. We've got 3 days left, and we did set ourselves a little task. We're on for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 days left, but we had a bit of spare time during the day, so we thought we could put our powers together, you, me, producer Grace, and we try and land a big fish. Now, we narrowed it down to Beyonce, Zac Efron, and Russell Coit, and Australia, you wanted Russell Coit. We're so coit up, got us feeling in coit up. We don't know where he is, but we want him, yeah, we're wishing. We're so coit up. Yeah, we want you, Russell. Yeah, now we're coit up. We're part of it.
We have been for 2.5 weeks now.
Yeah, we really want to get him. Now, I've given up a little bit, I'll be honest.
No, see, that's the thing. I don't want you to be.
Foot's come off the gas. I just feel like we're not going to get him. And look, while we're about to throw to another phone call, you've been helping me out.
I feel like we're getting closer.
I've pulled my foot off the gas. You've put your foot down.
Mm-hmm.
You've pushed from fourth to fifth gear.
I've put a brick on the accelerator, mate. We're going.
You're driving from the back seat. There's a brick on the steering wheel. I appreciate it, but I just want you to know that realistically, your phone calls, the last two, haven't been great.
No, I just want to go through the success that we've had. So yesterday we had Ed Cavalier on the show, right? He told us...
Ed Cavalier.
What did I say?
Ed Cavalier.
Is that not how you say it? How do you say it? Ed Cavalier.
Yeah.
Are you calling him Ed Cavalier this
I call
whole time?
Him a different thing every time. Ed from Husey and Ed. We had him on the show yesterday. He's brought us a little bit closer to Russell Coit. He told us a story about Glenn Robbins.
No, he was useless. He didn't do anything.
We also called the Daintree Rainforest Tourist Centre.
Yeah, she was lovely, but she said he could be in the rainforest and you'd never find him.
And now we've got eyes and ears there from Barbara in the Daintree Rainforest Tourism Centre. We then had Port Macquarie
Workwear
on the show yesterday. They sell a Cobras. We know Russell Coit wears a Cobras. They're now on the lookout. They're looking through all their clientele.
I don't know which part. I must have heard a different conversation. No, at no point did either of those ladies go, we're on the lookout now. No,
you can hear it in their tone.
The lady yesterday from Port Macquarie, we're hung up on you. And
no,
went,
she didn't. No. Yeah, she hung up because she wanted to get through the...
She wanted to start looking.
Through the... Looking at the contacts, you know what I mean? Making phone calls to find out Russell Coit.
I know you're about to play a new phone call. I just hope this one is slightly better than the last one.
It is. Well, I mean, let me set the scene. Let me take you back to season one. Season one of All Aussie Adventures, episode 5, called High Country, where Russell introduces the kids to an intricate art of sheep shearing. So I thought, perfect place to call. Why don't we find a sheep shearer? Okay, just to see if they have found Russell Coit or know where he is or have any kind of link to Russell Coit / Glenn Robbins.
Because we don't have anything at the moment.
No, we do. We've got a few things. Got a few people on the lookout.
That's on the lookout.
So why not add another spy, you know, to our army?
This is good.
Which is why yesterday I called Hopi's sheep shearing in the hope that they would find Russell Coit.
Afternoon.
Hi, is this Hopi's sheep shearing?
It is.
G'day, mate. My name's Nathan. I was just calling because we're actually trying to find somebody who's really into sheep shearing. I was wondering if he's kind of come across you before. His name's Russell Coit. Have you heard of him?
Russell Coit, he's on TV.
Yeah, he is. We're from a radio program, the Jimmy and Nath Show, and we've been tasked by our listeners to get Russell Coit on the show, and we know that he's really into sheep shearing is one of the things that he does. So we thought we'd call the first sheep shearer that we found on Google, and that happens to be you.
Happens to be me, right, eh? Yep.
So, I mean, how long have you been sheep shearing for?
Nearly 20 years.
All right, we've got an experience. I'm just looking at my producer here going, we've got an experienced sheep shearer. This is good. All right, in your 20... What was your name, sorry?
Aaron.
Aaron. Aaron As, mate, in your 20 years, have you ever come across Mr. Russell Coit?
No, never.
Oh, damn, Aaron, I really thought we were onto a winner. Oh, Thor on a winner. I mean, you know what he looks like. Obviously, he's got the Akubra. Never come across anybody that kind of looks like him?
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah, I suppose
that. That'll do. That, roughly how long ago do you reckon?
Probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's a bit outside the catchment. I was hoping 4 or 5 days, but...
yeah, right.
Seen somebody that looks like Russell Coit.
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, could be him.
No, it's not him. He definitely said it wasn't him.
No, he said looks like him. No, could have been him.
He said he's never seen Russell Coit, and you said, have you seen anyone that looks like him?
I don't know. I reckon we need to listen to it again.
Producer Grace?
Yeah, he definitely said he hasn't seen him.
Okay, there's a lot of negativity here.
No, I just want to be honest.
Nath, Producer Grace, I have a great, probably one of my, one of the greatest stories.
You have hammed this up for what, Grace, an hour and a half now?
Right at the start of the show, he was like, I have the best story to tell you, but you have to wait till 7:30.
Which is something he never does.
No, and this is behind the scenes. You wouldn't have heard it on the radio show. I haven't been saying like this big. No, I've just been telling Producer Grace and Nathan, I've got this great story. So yesterday on the show, we played a nickname.
Yep.
It's where Nathan and I give the listeners of Australia a nickname. Nathan, well done to you. You got both yesterday.
Oh, 2 for 2 yesterday, yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
But you asked me, you said, what's the name of that bloke that plays golf with your dad? You asked me that yesterday on the show.
Yeah, yeah,
and I explained it. So my dad plays golf with a guy. His name's Leon, but his nickname is Tick.
Yeah.
Because he has the world's biggest body and the world's tiniest head. And you love that nickname.
I love that nickname, Tick.
Okay, this is going to get better. So yesterday we were talking about it on the show.
Yes.
So Tick's brother lives in Toowoomba.
Okay.
So we're on in Toowoomba at the moment. So Tick's brother rings Tick and he goes, mate. He goes, you're on the radio. They're talking about you on the radio. And Tick's like, what? So confused. He goes, yeah, no. He goes, this bloke talking about Gundawindi, a golfer called Tick. He's like, it's you. And so Tick's totally confused. He's got no idea what's going on.
Classic Tick.
Yeah, classic Tick. And his brother is going, I don't know what the number is. I want to call him up and tell him my nickname.
Mm.
And Tick's obviously got no idea. So Tick then rings my dad because Tick, I do know Tick. Yeah. He knows that I do radio and he goes, your son talking about me on the radio? Now, I didn't know this because I've never met Tick's brother because Tick lives with my dad in Gundawindi.
Yep.
Tick's brother lives in Toowoomba.
Mm.
So Tick's brother's nickname is Tock.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Is it Tock because of Tick?
Yeah. That was my question. Yeah.
So Tick got the nickname Tick because he has a tiny head and a huge body.
Wait, sorry. Can I just clarify that nickname? Are we talking about the symbol Tick or are we talking about...
No. Tick the bug.
The bug.
Okay. Yeah.
Why would it be the symbol
why
Tick?
Why would you say that? You've because ruined the greatest story of
the
all time.
The greatest story of
by
all
by saying the dumbest thing.
Has been like
the dumbest thing.
For an hour and a half.
Why would you say a Tick?
Let me speak... Why? Because they have a little stroke and then a big stroke. I thought that was why. I did not know the anatomy of the bug Tick. I'm so sorry. Continue with this story.
No, Lee, get out of here.
Physically stand
leave.
Up and leave.
And walk out.
No, I want to hear the door.
Yeah,
all right, I'm out.
And then I'm telling Nate the rest of the story.
I can't believe the greatest story.
Because it's a Tick. A Tick
you
has
You walk
a small...
outside because you don't yeah, deserve no, to hear no, the end of this.
Wait. Shut the door.
I want to hear that. There you go.
There you go.
She's so Grace is left.
Sorry about that, Australia.
She knows she's done bad. You know when a dog wees on the carpet?
Oh, look at her. She knows she's in trouble.
She's in the booth now.
You're in trouble.
Relegated.
So Tick got the nickname because he looks like a Tick. Mm. Small body, big head.
Mm. Just clarifying, not the symbol.
Not the symbol. Mm. His brother never had a nickname, and so they called him Tock. So it's TikTok.
So yeah,
TikTok.
Do they have the app?
I don't know. Probably a bit old for TikTok.
So, the thing I feel sorry for, the person I feel sorry for is Tock because now he has to explain his nickname
is based because of his
of
brother.
Of his brother, but then he needs to set up what his brother looks like. And
so I want to shout out just two of the greatest nicknames. Tick is a great nickname and Tock is a great nickname. Shout out to Tock. I know you're in Toowoomba, mate. You're listening to the show. Leon's in Gundawindi. We're not broadcasting there. But yeah, just one of the greatest two nicknames I reckon I've ever heard.
And one of the great stories of all time.
I'm sorry that we had to fire Producer Grace.
No, you're coming back outside. Jeez. Stay outside. Think what you've done.
You're in trouble.
Producer Grace, we've brought you back into the studio. Welcome back.
Reluctantly.
Yeah.
Just I had to beg.
Behave yourself.
I'm trying to tell the greatest nickname story of all time, and then you throw in this absolute doozy of a question.
Jim, Australia's largest online bookstore, Booktopia, is on the search for, get this, the country's favourite book of 2020. Now, this is the second year that they've done the FAB Award, Favourite Australian Book, which was won last year, get this, by Kitty Flanagan. Kitty Flanagan won last year.
What is it, 40 questions or
488 Rules for Life was her bestseller. She won, you win $5,000. Now, 126 books have already been added to the long list, which is then voted on by book lovers. So you can go to the Booktopia website and you can vote for Australia's favourite book. But what I wanted to do is celebrate reading, just not of books though, you know, because reading is great and people think reading, they think books. But that's not all we read.
You can read signs.
You read a menu.
Yeah.
You can read a recipe. You can read a text message, whatever it is, which is why I want to ask, 131060, what is the last thing you read? The last thing you read. It can be a book, but it doesn't have to be a book.
Are you looking for the, I mean, the last thing I read is the stuff in front of me because I've got the show plan. So we've got a little show plan that is just about the show. So in the, it just says what's on it, but I made a note of the last thing that we did and it just, Grace, can you read that?
Says, producer Grace is in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the, now the last thing that you've read.
Yeah.
If you're talking books, I've only got a...
Because you're a big reader. You're a big book reader.
Look, to be honest, I fell off for a while. I used to read a lot of books. I actually went to Dimmicks the other day. I've Booktopia, I've ordered stuff off.
Yep.
But I went to Dimmicks the other day and I saw Kitty Flanagan's book there. That's why I was like, four. I started reading it. It wasn't really my cup of tea. I did buy a book called Atomic Habits.
Yep.
Which is recommended to me by Merrick Watts. And I also bought... Andre Agassi's book as well when I was there, Open. But yesterday, I've only got like a chapter left of Flea's book, the bass player from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's a really good... I didn't know. He was born and raised in Australia.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Did not know that.
Was it you that... Have you read Matthew McConaughey's book too?
Yes. No, Green Light.
Yeah, apparently that's really, really good too.
I mean, even if you're not a fan of Matthew McConaughey, it's a really, really good book. Green Light's a good one.
He grew up in Australia for a bit too, didn't he, on the Central Coast?
Yeah, he did.
Gorican, I believe.
He did a year's exchange via Rotary. In the book, he did not enjoy it because the family sort of kept him there. It's really weird. And they were like, you got to call us mum and dad. And
that is a bit weird.
But then he's like, maybe this is just Australian culture. So like for the 12 months.
No, that's weird.
Yeah, for the 12 months, like 8 to 10 of them, he was just in this house. And he's like, I was hating it. Then for the last couple of months, he was allowed to travel and do stuff. And yeah, he loved it.
Don't need to read the book now. Jimmy's just told you the plot line, which is good.
Well, that's only one chapter.
But Jim, we just asked the question, 131060, what is the last thing you read? Because Booktopia, Australia's largest online bookstore, is on the search for the country's favourite book of 2020. The shortlist is already up there, 126 books people can vote on.
I think books are hard. Everyone wants to read. Like, I love autobiographies. They're my favourite.
You're a big autobiography guy, aren't
you? Yeah, huge. But I don't know, because you like storybooks.
I like movies, because then I know...
I like Netflix.
I've been reading
that as I type it in.
I've been reading David Baldacci books.
Yeah, but I can't get non-fiction, fiction. What are they?
I read fiction books.
Fiction books. I read non-fiction.
You read non-fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're biographies about people's true lives and stuff. Most people have been lying.
The only stories that I've ever, I read the first two Harry Potter books when I was a kid. I didn't think I got...
Don't get me started on you and Harry Potter. You're watching movies out of order. That just makes me mad, and I don't want to be mad today. It's Wednesday.
I still haven't seen the last Harry Potter.
Deathly Hallows Part 1. Actually, get Grace back in to talk about Tick, because I need something else to listen to. But we want to celebrate all types of reading, not just books. So I've asked the question, 131060, what is the last thing you read? Lukey from Hobart. Hey, Luke, how are you?
Good, mate. How you going?
Going all right, Luke. What's the last thing you read?
Well, she wasn't a book, mate. It was a used before date on the milk before I made the coffee this morning.
And was it in date or out of date, Lukey?
It was in date, actually. So I went to work laughing, mate. I had a beautiful coffee on the way to work, and I wasn't upset at all.
How good. And that's all come from reading something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Makes you happy.
Lukey, I'll be honest, mate. Do you usually read the used before date? Because I don't. If I make a morning coffee, I just open the fridge and I hope it's okay.
Well, not normally with just anything, but milk is one of my specialties. I always check the use by date because I've woke up and had a coffee one morning with lumps in it, and it was not what you wanted.
Yeah, I had a coffee one morning. It wasn't lumpy, but it was sour. The milk was definitely off. It was,
sour's
okay.
Not too bad, but the lumps get you.
Okay.
The lumps will always get you.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
All right, Emma from Hobart. Emma, what's the last thing you read?
A book called Hug.
A book called Hug. Oh, that's nice. Tell us about the book.
It's my son's new book that he got for Christmas. And every page just says the word hug.
Oh, is that it?
It just says hug.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Who's is that your son?
Yeah, that's him.
What's his name?
Leo.
Hello, Leo.
Hi.
Do you like the hug book, Leo?
Hi.
Hi, yeah. I mean, there was one word in the book and also one word that he says. Tim from Hobart wrapped things up for us, Tim. What's the last thing you read?
G'day, guys. On the back of a wicker camper, on the back windscreen, it read, a kiss upstairs is an application for a job downstairs.
We just went from hug to that.
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nath on Hit. Jimmy and Nath's Ask Them Anything.
All right, our first question today comes from @yeah_rob27.
Rob. Get him.
What's the dumbest way you've ever been injured?
Oh, the dumbest way. Oh, I mean, we did have that one that happened at our place, Jim, when I came running down the stairs after I'd just come out of a shower. Did I have undies on? Just had undies on.
We were running late.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have there's four or five steps up, and that's carpeted.
Carpeted steps.
So Nath was running late. So Nath had a shower.
My feet are still wet.
You're still, mate, you were soaking.
Yeah.
You have put undies on because you're running late, and then you wanted to show me something on your phone.
There's clearly a video or a message though. I can't even remember
what it was.
I probably got memory loss from the incident.
But I don't know why my memory's gone. But I'm sitting on the couch. So Nath runs down the stairs at breakneck speed. Mm. His feet launch into the air. He's probably, I'm not even kidding you, a metre or 2 metres into the air.
My feet come above my head.
Like you've slipped on a banana peel.
Yeah.
Like that, like a cartoon fall on a banana peel.
Then you've fallen down on my bag. You've crushed my sunglasses and my sunglasses case.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah. Long gone.
And then, you've fallen backwards on your leg. So my sunnies are absolutely cooked. But then you were there sort of wet, naked in your undies. Going,
Legs akimbo. I missed the glass table, which would have done some serious
your
damage.
Your foot nearly kicked it.
By centimetres. Yeah. My head didn't hit the ground either. And I remember I just... We were going to golf. We were late to golf. And I remember just laying there because I couldn't tell if I had seriously injured myself or not. My leg was kind of twisted behind myself. And I didn't. Remember? I kind of stood up, patted myself down, had a huge bruise, and then you just looked at me and said, okay, are we going to golf?
Yeah. Are you going to be all right, mate? Because I'm going to golf, but I'll call you an ambulance before I leave. So, yeah, that was Nath.
Yeah, it's up there.
Running. You should have dried. You were so wet.
I was excited, and I was going to golf.
What was the video? Wet.
I wish I could remember what you were trying to show me.
Oh, I don't know, something silly.
All right, second question comes from @slyhan. Not a question, just love your work, fellas. Keep it up.
Nice, I mean, that's nice, but it's also not the...
It's not really what we asked for.
It's lovely.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, next week we'll introduce compliment Jimmy and Nath on anything.
I'm actually not mad about that. What do you love about Jimmy and Nath?
All right, final question. Comes from @sam_hcl. I don't know if I pronounced that right or not. What's the most awkward / embarrassing moment of your life?
Oh.
I was running down the stairs in my undies.
No, I can't. I've never been.
I've got something.
Have you got? Because I'll be honest, I've never been. Nothing's ever happened to me where I've got I've never been super embarrassed. I've owned things.
It wasn't embarrassing for me, but I played a role in somebody being embarrassed.
No, I think it's got to be us.
So you've just embarrassed someone.
Yeah, but I was also embarrassed for what I had done. Let me tell this story and you let me know if this is... Because I was embarrassed. Yeah.
Just quickly, I know you said next week's going to be give Jimmy Nath compliments. This is ask Nath anything.
Yeah.
You're 3 from 3. I've said nothing.
Okay. So it was we were doing a school assembly and I was the vice school captain and the school captain was practicing talking at the lectern.
Yeah.
And then all the prefects were kind of in front of us. This is in grade 6. All the girls were there.
Prefects.
All the guys were there.
Must be nice.
Yeah, the prefects.
Didn't have in my school.
And I went up behind him and for some reason I thought it was a good idea to dack him.
Yeah.
Oh, Nath.
The go-to gag for any young
boy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Didn't have undies on.
Wait, was there an audience?
Yeah, the prefects. Guys, girls, teachers.
Oh, no, this...
Oh, boy.
Mm.
But you didn't know that he had no undies on.
Oh, I knew.
We're gonna call her a glass of grace.
Hey, Grace.
I'd really love it if he didn't do that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is in trouble with his son-in-law, Chris Pratt.
No, I'm in trouble.
That's pretty good.
The start of that wasn't, really... but then you moved into it.
Sounded
really
like
good.
Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm in trouble.
Well, that was just Nate doing Chewbacca.
No, that was my Arnie.
Oh, it's not too bad.
Get Ed. The chopper.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great.
You did better ones.
No, yeah.
He's in trouble with his son-in-law, Chris Pratt, after accidentally... Stop.
Is that Kermit?
That one sounded like...
I wish everyone could have seen your Kermit arms.
You
that
can't
was what
do
made...
a Kermit without doing the Kermit
No, you've got to
arms.
Do the whole Kermit thing, like the shake and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. He's in trouble with his son-in-law, Chris Pratt, after accidentally calling him Chris Evans on Instagram.
There he is. Arnold.
Hello, Chris.
Hey,
Evans.
How are you?
Oh, and not Chris Evans, sorry. I screw up this whole thing right from the beginning with Chris Pratt. I mean, I should. I didn't look at the cue cards the right way. Sorry about that. I should know your name. I should know your name, that's for sure. You're my favorite son-in-law.
Oh, that is so bad.
So look, that getting someone's name wrong is bad at the best of times, let alone when it's your son-in-law and it's on a real big scale virtual Q&A on Instagram. Oh. It's a bit awkward.
It was that lovely we got to see the first time they met. They got that on camera.
Yeah, it's lovely.
They're recording forever now.
Chris Evans.
But yeah, there's this whole debate about which Chris is the worst Chris. Chris Pratt has kind of unanimously been voted the worst Chris.
Out of all the Chris's?
I think so.
Oh, really?
The big four is Chris Pratt, Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans.
Because they're all Marvel guys, aren't they?
Chris Pine is not.
They're all superhero guys?
Yeah, Chris Pine has been in Star Trek and he was also in Wonder Woman.
Oh, hang on, we're not talking about the politician, Christopher Pine.
Christopher Pine.
We're not talking about Pine.
Get my new podcast, Pine Time, on Podcast One.
Because that's who I thought we were talking about. I was like, wow, you throw Chris Pine in there with Pratt and Evans. The big three.
Big three Marvel characters, and he's not even, he's former politician.
Quickly before we go, do Arnold Schwarzenegger talking to Chris Pine?
Oh, okay. What are they talking about?
Oh, mate, whatever. Right. They're talking about the worst Chris's.
The worst Chris's.
Okay.
Christopher Pine, who do you think is the worst Chris?
Well, on my podcast, Pine.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.